there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Winter is coming.
Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Pirelli tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. That's TireRack.com, TireRack.com, TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio, welcome inside. Final hour tonight, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Hobo.
You don't want any of this smoke. Obviously, they did. Live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. And I'll tell you, Undisputed on Monday can just use our show. With everything going on tonight with Shannon Sharp and everybody in the Grizzlies he went at. You want some? Oh, yeah, you want some and you want some. I'm telling you, when the Lakers win 20 in a row and they go on to win the championship, it's going to be the Shannon Sharp game, and we're going to talk about it like it was the drive or the fumble. And that's where this is going to be in pop culture lexicon. Hey, you know, the Lakers were kind of meandering and AD was hurt and we didn't know, but then the Shannon Sharp game happened and we beat the Grizzlies, who had won 11 in a row, and then we didn't lose for the next month and a half, and here we are about to win the title. It was the Shannon Sharp game that did it. It was Shannon Sharp.
Yeah, I've now changed my mind completely. This is the greatest strategy ever. He was not a jackass at any level. It was all a Wile E. Coyote super genius, because not only did he agitate the Grizz, he got to stay and watch the game and help the referee call that final play. No, he's out of bounds. You see him emphatically banging on the ground from his front row seat, reaching down, showing supreme flexibility and being able to celebrate the victory. This is the night that Shannon Sharp saved the Lakers. UCLA Dodger Frank says he has now replaced Jack Nicholson as the de facto Lakers fan that you need at the courtside.
Everybody's going to buy a sweater, man. That blue and that ombre, like royal blue and light blue dude-like sweater that he's wearing, that's iconic now. Like, that's like when you think of Shannon Sharp, you're going to think of that. Not any passes he caught in a football game or not being on Undisputed with Skip or whatever. No, you're going to think of him standing wearing that sweater, man.
And by the end of next...
He's got to wear that in the statue. I think millennials don't know who Wayne Gretzky is. anymore. So we take the Gretzky statue out in front of the crypt, and you put
Shannon
Sharpe. Dude,
you're not touching the Gretzky statue. Relax over there.
When's blue sweater T-shirt night?
Every night.
Looks like the blue sweater, and that's the giveaway.
You touch the Gretzky statue, I'll kick your ass.
Yeah, trust me, but nobody knows who he is anymore. Nobody,
really?
Who is that
you
guy?
You can get rid of the De La Hoya.
Oh,
his
yeah.
Wayne. Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, that one I can't surprise.
Put one up of his girlfriend instead.
That should have been out. But now you may have to put one up. There could be an action shot. You have to put one up of Shannon Sharpe and T. Morant going at it. That might be like a fun little thing. And people could pose in between them for pictures. I think that'll be a fun thing.
Well, there is a blank chair sitting next to Chick where you could put Shannon.
Yeah, so listen, this was... Hey, we get a lot of NFL this hour, I promise, but this story with Shannon Sharpe and what happened, the Lakers game tonight with the Grizzlies, in case you missed it, we'll recap it for you right now. Shannon Sharpe at the game, and, you know, look, undisputed all week, Pro Football Hall of Famer, started chirping with members of the Grizzlies. And we've seen in the past Shannon Sharpe has been critical of the Grizzlies, including this from not too long ago, Steve DeSager and Alex Teichert pulling this off the internet, when Shannon Sharpe said this about the Grizzlies, who have been playing really well at the top of the Western Conference. Remember, I told you Grizzlies were going to the NBA Finals in the preseason. But this is about Shannon Sharpe. And here was Shannon, one of the critical things he said about the Grizzlies recently.
Grizzlies do a lot of talking for his team that's not won anything.
Good point.
Not just Ja, all of them. Yep. No, a lot of yapping and a lot of yakking. And what did they won? The last time the Grizzlies made the Western Conference Finals, Ja was 13. 13. And he's talking like they go to the Western Conference and go to the NBA Finals every year.
True.
What you mean you good? You just got the brakes beat off you by the Nuggets. You got a nice, deep team. Mm-hmm, but, bro, deep. If you think it's a foregone conclusion that y'all going to run through the West,
yep.
That ain't happening. Mm. Skip, you know what their record is against the West that he's good against? 8-8. You need to be worried about yourself. You need to be worried about the Grizzlies.
Lakers, yo.
From now on, when you're talking, Smith, I'm just going to keep going, mm-hmm.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Good point. Yep. Good point.
Like it's Gumble, Gumble and Gumble from Family Guy. Mm-hmm, 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 yep. Mm-hmm.
Chair. Say something else besides chair. Hi, chair. That's still a chair. Okay. So Shannon Sharpe gets into it with Dylan Brooks. And Shannon Sharpe's a big LeBron fan. As you know, undisputed, Skip Bayless is not. And so he starts yelling at Dylan Brooks, you can't guard LeBron James. This is after the second quarter. And Dylan Brooks starts yelling back at him. Shannon Sharpe did an interview with ESPN after this happened and said, guys, nobody wanted this smoke that I had. I told Dylan he couldn't guard LeBron James. He told me blank me. I told him blank you. He doesn't want any of this. Then Steven Adams got involved. He doesn't want any of this. Then John Morant comes over and he starts yelling at me. He doesn't want any of this. The one thing I will say is obviously they did want something out of this because they all came over to talk to you. And then things escalate because then John Morant's dad, who I get in the beginning, is that Usher? No, it was John Morant's dad. He had sunglasses. He looked a little bit like Usher. They start yelling, and security gets on the court, and the referees get on the court, and it's Shannon Sharpe standing just off the court, right up to the sideline, and he's yelling at the Grizzlies, and he's baiting them, and everybody is there, and it's a big scrum, and it's insane. And so it finally gets broken up. And they take Shannon Sharpe, he goes down the tunnel, comes back out for the third quarter, and at the end, he and T. Morant wind up hugging, and they hug it all out like it's a big episode of Entourage. And then the Lakers go on and pull off the upset win over the Grizzlies. They end their 11-game win streak. Dennis Schroeder makes a strip steal and a layup at the end that wins the game for them. And now suddenly Shannon Sharpe, he will never have to buy a drink in Los Angeles again. I mean, this is Shannon Sharpe's game. But I will say this, and I would say this to his face. I would say, listen, the one thing that surprised me the most about this, Mike, because this really is shocking. We talk a lot about, just to be serious on it for a second, because we have so much fun with it. We got more fun coming up. He comes on, he's almost on the court, and he is just pointing at you. How does he get to stay in the game?
No, that's like, right. That's the biggest shock to me.
I mean, how is he alive? This is where you say, Shannon, I'm sorry, but dude, you really took it over the line. You're out of your seat. I mean, chirping at the guys back and forth, great, and they're yelling at you, and you're yelling at them. But you're on the court, and you forced security to come over, and you forced the referees to come over. How's he not kicked out of the game? Like, that was the biggest shock for me. I'm like, I get that we're a celebrity town here, and this is what goes, and this is what sells, and all all this, but man, really? They just take him off for a couple of minutes and bring him back and say, okay, go watch the second half and go hang out with the guy you were just yelling at? Not only that, they let him go walk up to the guy that he was yelling at, thought he was going to start a big fight.
Right, but it felt like it was a family thing. It's like, all right, you got your time out? You ready to say you're sorry? Ready to say you're sorry? Why are you hitting your little brother? Why are you hitting your little brother? You ready to say you're sorry? You ready to come back to the dinner table? You good?
Stop doing that. Stop making me hit myself. Oh, you, why are you hitting yourself? Stop making me do that. Stop making me do that.
You ready to come? Are you going to say you're sorry? You got a hug. Got to hug it out. Say you're sorry. Come on.
This was absolutely.
Meanwhile, the kid's rubbing his eyes.
I don't want to do it. I don't like Shannon anymore. I mean, it was that kind of scene. And the Lakers go on to win. And you know LeBron's going to talk about it. And he's going to be excited. He's going to talk about Shannon and everything. I can't wait. I'm hoping LeBron talks before we get off the air so we can bring you whatever he says.
Oh,
you know,
no,
that's
chance.
The first question. You know it's going to be the first question.
He's having
question.
Beers with Shannon right now.
My guy. I had my back. All the other naysayers, but you know who knows what's up? Hall of Famers like Shannon Sharp.
No chance he talks till like Monday morning.
And Monday morning, we get the announcement. This was, I'm telling you, it's from Undisputed, the movie, and they shot this for the movie. And we didn't know it was happening, but this is the big finale of Undisputed.
So
the
who's
movie.
Playing Skip in the movie?
No, Skip plays himself. They'd shoot the next part at the next game, because I like your idea of Skip rappelling off of the roof, coming down to help Shannon finish it
off.
Does
he get to do one of those dance sequences like we had?
Oh, maybe it's a dance
became so famous on TikTok and Instagram.
No, but you know what? Maybe it's more like this. It's Shannon is defending LeBron, right? And this happens with the Grizzlies. They get all this footage. Now, the next time they play, it ends with Skip coming down, and you know he's anti-LeBron, and they start fighting. Like, Skip's got lasers in his eyes, and Shannon can, like, turn into, like, a, you know, some kind of monster with, like, big claws for hands, and that's what they do with the
Buddy, they did that in Anchorman 2. Remember Harrison Ford turned into a Minotaur?
What are you doing? Maybe that was the inspiration for this. And that's how they shoot the end, and it's Skip and Shannon battle to the end. And it's kind of like the end of Freddy versus Jason, sorry, spoiler, where Jason wins, and he's carrying Freddy's head, but Freddy's head gives that wink to the camera at the end. So, wait a minute, Freddy's still alive? That's how it's going to end. That's how it's going to end with Skip and Shannon. One of them will win.
Say spoiler alert, Alex.
Yeah, I warned you. I warned you. But Freddy versus Jason.
Not sad, warn you.
Come on, man. Freddy versus Jason was like 15 years ago. Let me see. Hang on. Freddy versus Jason. Yeah, 2003. It was 20 years ago, man. You could have seen that.
You sure they're dead, too?
No, there's going to be another Friday the
13th. They're rebooting Friday the 13th.
No, they can't.
Yeah, sure they can.
That's LFO, dude.
Oh, come on, dude, stop.
They
reboot, and it's going to be Jason's kid.
From the
kid.
Top rope!
It's going to be Jason's kid doing the menacing and the killing.
What's his
Prosper
what's his kid's
just
name?
Rappelled down from the rafter. He's like Skip.
His kid's name's going to be Jason. You're going to get this big backstory where Jason meets this other woman with a killer with a hockey mask. They're going to have a kid with a little baby hockey mask on. You're going to see him grow up and be resentful of his dad because his dad was never around because he's off killing teenagers, and he's going to be mad. And so he's going to take the mantle, and he's going to go from with the little hockey mask to the big hockey mask.
I've long since retired. My son moved away. Called him up just the other day.
He said, Dad, I want to sharpen the knives. Can't today. That's okay, Dad. But I don't know. Is it Shannon walking away with Skip's head at the end and Skip winks at the camera or the other way around?
Ooh,
I don't know, because that would be how it would have to end.
Yeah, because Skip is out there tweeting right now, but he's mentioned none of this.
Yeah. Oh, he hasn't really?
No,
oh.
No,
see,
no,
that's
no.
What I'm telling you.
He's tweeting about the game.
Best
he hasn't mentioned anything about the altercation.
Undisputed the movie. That's what this is, man. I'm telling you. It's a big push for that. It's a big push. And you watch. The guest list for next week on Undisputed is already there. Monday, Ja and T. Morant. Tuesday, Steven Adams. Right? Wednesday,
musical
Dylan
guest
Brooks.
Usher.
These are musical guest. Like it's a Super Bowl. They have halftime. And so Usher's out to do it.
Was well done. Usher was in the mix.
One of those separated at birth, you know, Usher and T. Morant. Like, you know, who was it?
They take Lil Wayne out of the open, put Usher in just for Monday.
Baby, let me love you now.
We got some editing we have to do to make this ready for next week for Undisputed. I mean, this is a story we all needed on a Friday night. It really is.
Oh, this is comedy.
And I'm not lying. For the rest of my life, when you say the name Shannon Sharp to me, I'm going to think of that him in that sweater yelling. Like nothing else he did. Like the tip pass for the touchdown in the AFC Championship game. Nope, not going to think about that. Not going to think about stuff. I'm going to think about him wearing that sweater. That sweater's now iconic. It's like a Kurt Cobain sweater. Oh, look at that sweater he's wearing. Oh, my God. It's iconic that he's wearing that sweater.
Ties the game together.
That's it.
Like the dude's rug.
Whew, man, I'll tell you.
It is almost like a dude sweater, except it's blue.
Yeah, it is. I told you, it's a blue dude sweater.
Yeah.
Ugh. Dude. League game, Smokey. League game.
Come on, man. I'm the dude. You can't throw me out.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. They'll show you the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of General Tires. They're shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their general test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
Fox Sports Radio, The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Explain it to me.
All right, I will. We're live from the TireRack.com studios where we just had the Shannon Sharp game. When the Lakers win the title, they'll look back and go, man, that was like the drive or the fumble. Shannon sparked us to that championship. Yeah. That's all it is. Shannon
what
Sharp.
What a beautiful
did.
Thing. Yeah,
There was a LeBron era before and after the Shannon Sharp game. Joining us now on the hotline from Vegas, a man who is frantically revamping the odds for guests on next week's episodes of Undisputed. He is a former odds maker at Caesars. Check him out on the Bet the Board podcast. See him on CBS. He's on Twitter at Todd Furman, the aforementioned Todd Furman. Todd, what's happening, buddy?
At Credit ESPN, they provided the best commercial possible for Undisputed this coming week. So kudos to a competing network doing everything they can to help ratings on their bitter rival.
What odds would you have given me if I said, okay, Todd, I want odds that Shannon Sharpe disturbs an NBA game on Friday night? What kind of odds would I have gotten that if I wanted to bet that?
I mean, you probably could have been surfing around for a price of 450, 500 to 1 type of territory. But, hey, never sell that tandem short in terms of how they can upset the apple cart in the sporting world and Shannon Sharpe taking things to another level. Although, if you're Steven Adams, if there's a former NFL player not to mess with, I'd put Shannon Sharpe in my top five.
See, the thing is, he's 54, though. Like, I'd say, like, Steven, I would take Steven Adams in a fight over Shannon Sharpe. Steven Adams is 6'10". He's bigger. I don't know. If Shannon was younger, I would say, yeah, but he's only 6'2". I would take Steven Adams in that fight.
I mean, I've seen NBA players fight, and it's nothing to write home about. So let's not sugarcoat any of that.
Yeah.
If it's an NHL player at Steven Adams' height, it's a little bit of a different story. And I'm pretty sure Shannon Sharpe could have gone with a full bull rush, had Adams on his back, and then all hell would have broken loose.
Well, it's a lot of pent-up aggression for fighting with Skip on air all week, every week. So, I mean, there's a lot of that rage that's burning as well, Todd. NFL divisional round coming up. We've got the coaching carousel, mostly offensive coordinators and defensive coordinators. But for the divisional round, four beautiful, glorious games. Jacksonville, either – I've seen the line anywhere from 8.5 to 9.5, but most nines at this point. KC hasn't had the greatest track record of covering to this season. What say you coming out of the bye?
No, they've struggled a little bit with numbers this large, but when you look at the matchup here, I think the question for Jacksonville, can they get off to a faster start than what we've seen each of the last 2 weeks? You're not going to be able to erase a major deficit like you could against the Tennessee Titans in the regular season finale or last week against the Los Angeles Chargers. And the game that we saw earlier this year between these two teams, albeit rosters constructed a little bit differently in terms of personnel, you had the Chiefs get out to a 20-0 lead. They held on for dear life, ended up covering 9.5 in a 27-17 win. There's no doubt the Jags playing with a little bit of house money, and they have the pieces that can potentially cause some problems for Kansas City defensively. But I worry about Jacksonville and their ability to get consistent stops against the Chiefs offense that you know is going to open up the playbook. I actually like this game under the total a bit. Want no part of betting the side here with that number hovering in that 8.5, 9.5 range.
All right, we got the Giants and the Eagles. Look, as much mojo as the Giants have, familiarity with Philadelphia, I predicted the Eagles to go to the Super Bowl at the beginning of the season, so I can't back off it right now. But I'll tell you, this game scares me because the Giants, look, when you have to play a division rival and beat them three times in the season, all the big things are difficult to do. Can the Giants pull this off?
They're playing with a little bit of house money, but I think rather than the X's and O's, the level of familiarity, the fact that Giants haven't won in Philadelphia in 9 years, the biggest question that none of us have the answer to other than those folks on the medical staff for Philadelphia or inside the locker room is the overall health and status of not only Jalen Hurts' shoulder, but the effectiveness of Lane Johnson. If those two are out there operating at a 50% capacity, the Giants have more than a puncher's chance, not only to cover, but to win this game outright. They're going to need a lean on the ground game. I think Saquon Barkley gets a much larger workload than what we saw last week against the Vikings, but the Giants won't find it nearly as easy to throw the football against this Eagles secondary with Darius Slay and James Bradbury on the outside. So we'll see how much different the Giants defense looks as well. You know, they played week 14 when both teams were at relative full strength with Adoree Jackson, without Xavier McKinney, without Dexter Lawrence. So this is a fascinating game. I don't think the books are giving this number away by any stretch, but really anticipate this number leaking out further before we get to kickoff in primetime tomorrow night.
Seeing that sitting at 48, is there a key number in any of the prop stuff for Daniel Jones that you think needs to hit the mark to make this work?
Nothing really that I'd be running after. I mean, I think you're paying a little bit of a premium to back him over the total as far as his rushing yards are concerned. But Philadelphia, towards the bottom of the league in terms of what they allow against quarterbacks that run the football, they play a ton of man coverage, which creates running lanes. So we'll see if they elect to go with a spy and try and mask some of their defensive coverages a little bit differently than what we've seen previously. His passing number in the 220s, probably right where it needs to be. Again, I would have loved an inflated number to go under, figuring that the Giants will be a run-first offense. But if they find themselves playing from behind, I mean, that's a number that you can easily get to with a little bit of fourth quarter balance coming in the passing game more than anything else. So nothing in the Daniel Jones department that I think offers a ton of wiggle room.
Oh, Todd Furman with us here, Vegas Insider. All right, let's get to the game of the weekend. It's going to be Dallas and San Francisco. I like San Francisco all day long. What do you have as the odds for missed extra points by Brett Maher? Like, what if I wanted to bet, like, what's my best value if I want to bet missed extra points by him?
Right around 5-1, kind of the going rate in the market. I saw some books earlier this week offering a price of +230. Conveniently for them, they didn't offer a no price there. So it's one-way traffic, people gravitating towards the narrative. But you look at his track record in terms of kicking extra points. I mean, he's got better than a 90% success rate. He went through the yips, went missing four in a row or five in a row, I guess, if you consider the final game of the regular season. But you wonder if he can build on some of the momentum for making one in garbage time, essentially, last weekend. So I'm not sure I'd be running to try and bet him to miss an extra point at 5-1. And we'll see if he happens to miss early on. Do the Cowboys elect to go for two? This is a story that gains a ton of traction, but probably won't have a huge impact on who advances to the NFC Championship.
And then obviously the game that we all are waiting for, Cincy and Buffalo, a couple weeks later. Buffalo started out, what, 3.5, and has escalated to a 5.5. Point spread here, Todd. 49, the last total I saw. The offensive line woes are there. The Josh Allen turnover prop bet is one that I've seen bandied about a bunch. Is there too much that extra 2 points? Did it create value there?
I mean, this is a game, honestly, Harm, that opened a number of different spots. You saw some books actually use Buffalo as a 6.5-point favorite on the open. That number obviously came down. Other books opened substantially lower in that 3.5 range, and that's part of the reason that the number has settled in that 5-5.5-point spread range. I do think we're going to see sixes as the prevailing price tag, so if you like the underdog, I'll wait this thing out come Sunday. When you look at Buffalo and Cincinnati, two teams that feel like they're a shell of themselves earlier when they were playing at their peak ability. Buffalo offensively has been trending downwards, although they were done in by their own self-inflicted miscues last week against the Dolphins. Meanwhile, the Bengals, people want to give them a free pass for the 7-point win against the Ravens, but if it wasn't for the 98-yard scoop and score from Sam Hubbard, it's still a team that was outgained by 130 yards, failed to get to 250 yards of offense. And while Buffalo doesn't offer much in the way of pass rush, I'm not sure that this Cincinnati offense is able to flip the switch. So numbers speak volumes here, and the only way I could look at this game as laying the points with Buffalo under 6, but these four games are all pretty tight, and I just don't see a ton of value or reason that people should be running to the window to try and tangle this weekend.
Hey, Todd, lastly, something I saw you call attention to on Twitter is kind of an eye-opening, thinking you had the eye emoji. Tua Tagovailoa put a real cryptic post on Twitter earlier today with a picture of himself in the Dolphins huddle and then a picture of himself walking off into the sunset, into fireworks, whatever
it was.
It's
like that Tom Brady picture a couple years ago. Remember that one?
And he says, he captions it by saying, "When one chapter ends, another begins. Proud of this last one, excited for the next one." And Tua is a smart guy. He knows what he's putting out there. He knows he's being So does a guy who thinks he's definitely coming back and ready for next season, does he post like this, or is this more a post of a guy that knows that, hey, I know what I'm trying to be pushed out, and that's what could be happening here?
It did feel a little bit odd, but then you look at his Instagram and clearly very different messaging there. So you wonder if he's got to fire his social media manager that's sending out conflicting posts or just trying to create headlines going into the divisional playoff weekend. But there's obviously growing buzz about his overall health and well-being, knowing the number of concussions that he suffered this year. You can't see the Dolphins most likely trying to negotiate contract and offer up a long-term deal, figuring that he could be one hit away from potentially having to hang it up and waiting in the wings. We know the flirtations that took place last year between the Miami Dolphins and Tom Brady. Before the Brian Flores story broke, there was talk about Brady potentially being a minority owner, the ties to a Michigan man in Stephen Ross. And despite everybody that wants to pencil Tom Brady into being a member of the Las Vegas Raiders, the Dolphins are ready to win now. They have the pieces in place. The defense will be healthier. They'll bring in a new defensive coordinator, and their offensive line is in a much better spot than the Vegas Raiders. So I wouldn't rule out Tom Brady potentially going down there to South Florida. It comes without information, just trying to connect the tea leaves there. But I think if you're talking about riding off into the sunset, there's a lot worse spots to spend the twilight of your career remaining in the state of Florida, more so than dealing with the dysfunction that is the silver and black in my backyard.
See that, Smith? That's a man speaking of wisdom. I agree with you. I agree with you, Todd. It's what I've been trying to tell him.
He's on Twitter, at Todd Furman. That is at Todd Furman. Check out the Bet the Board podcast. Check him out on CBS. Todd, as always, buddy, thanks for your time. Enjoy the weekend, my friend. We'll talk to you next week.
You got it, gentlemen. Enjoy the games this weekend.
Like, oh, wait. Are you still there? You still there?
Don't go. I'm still here. I'm still hanging. What's up?
Hey, odds on favorite for the Jets next quarterback. Who is it?
Can I make Geno Smith the odds on favorite to send chills down every Jets fan spine until they make that decision?
That's a walk off.
That's a walk off. Bye, Todd. That's not how at all how I thought that was going to go in my car.
Oh, no. You're like, well, he's gonna rattle off four or five names. Instead,
he's going to give me Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
He's going to give me Justin Fields.
No, here's an Aaron Rodgers trade because Joe Namath said he'd unretire number 12 for him and all of that. Nah, to hell with it. I'm just going to go for that one.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. They'll show you the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Firestone tires. They're shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Firestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon.
Today's Friday.
Live from the TireRack.com studios.
What's in the bag? Shark or something?
Did we get an ending to the week thanks to the play of the night?
You got a busted play here. And then Sanchez gets hit. The ball is loose, and it's alive.
Dylan Brooks was having words with Shannon Sharp, and Hall of Famer and broadcast.
And you see Steven Adams comes over to protect his guy along with the supporting cast, and then Shannon Sharp still talking, and T. Morant, John Morant's dad, comes over, had an opportunity to talk to T. Morant, and he said, my blood pressure didn't go up a bit. Nothing but love and respect for Shannon Sharp. It's a bunch of guys talking a bunch of trash. Just silly.
Just got ejected.
Boy, they really made it seem like it was so exciting. Yeah, just so silly. Mark Jackson actually getting in the, hey, you know, just let me get to the humble drop in here. I actually talked to T. Moran after this. Shannon Sharp getting into it with 3/5 of the starting five of the Memphis Grizzlies about not being able to guard LeBron James. He starts yelling at T. Moran, Ja Morant's dad. They have to be separated. There's security. There's the officials are breaking it up. Now, luckily, things ended as well as they could. T. Morant and Shannon Sharp hugged at the end of the third quarter, so everything is good, at least until Undisputed next week, when I'm sure we're going to see the show with T. Morant on it. Maybe Ja Morant, and who knows? Maybe Breaker Morant? I mean, I don't know. We'll get all the Morants are going to be on this thing.
Buddy, I can't fault a good strategy. It's one of the show mantras going on our 10th year here. It's like, you may not agree with it. It may have been some shoddy practices to get started, but it got to its desired end. Shannon got to stay at the game. He got to point to the sideline as they stepped out of bounds trying to rescue the free throw miss at the end of the game. And all of it worked out well. And LeBron knows he's got a Hall of Famer that has his back. Look for their podcast in the next week.
I really, Club Shay Shay. I still can't believe LeBron. I can't believe that Shannon Sharp was allowed to stay in the game.
Nah.
That's the thing that
he threatened to beat everybody up and said they don't want any of my smoke.
I mean, all of that is good, you know, from Undisputed, the movie that they were shooting tonight.
That's good.
All of it, but I really am surprised. Anybody else would have gotten thrown out.
Are they going to be on the undercard to WrestleMania now, though?
Oh, no, I think WrestleMania is the undercard to them.
Ooh.
Because now you got Skip involved. And you got Skip and now, because here's the thing now, because Skip and Shannon have that great possibility of being like a great tag team. It's like they could start out together, but then one of them would subverse the other one, and it would be like the three of them beating up on one of them because one of them would turn on the other, and then somebody else comes out of the back to help them, and then the new tag team thing is born, and then it's Skip versus Shannon, and all. I mean that would be a big thing. I can see that happening.
See, you've written out a whole story arc already.
I do. It works.
Skip would come out in the singlet, though, wouldn't he? In the headgear.
Yeah, he would come down from the top of the arena.
He's got to rappel down.
He would come down.
Just like Frostburg had him, full harness and everything.
Yeah, no, in his Dak jersey. He would come down in his Dak jersey, ready to go. Oh, unbelievable night. And look, when the Lakers win the title, I'm telling you, the Shannon Sharp statue, it's going to go up. They're going to take the Gretzky statue down, and it's going to go up there, 100%. Now, looking ahead to this weekend in the NFL, divisional round in the playoffs, it's hard for me to find an upset, Mike. You know me. San Francisco, Buffalo, the Eagles, and the Chiefs. Right, all of the I can't see any of those teams losing. If you put a gun to my head and said, okay, you got to pick one to come through, I'd say the Giants could beat Philadelphia.
Yep, 100%. You know,
that's the one.
And as Todd laid out, with the injury concerns between the offensive line and wherever Hurts's physicality is an issue, and curious to see what Kafka and Dable dial up for that offense.
You look, this is why I told you at the beginning of the show, there's one coach of the year in the NFL, it's Brian Daboll. Because he has come to a team that just had a bunch of guys that nobody could name more than two players on the Giants. The average NFL fan named more than two players on the Giants. They would say Daniel Jones, Saquon Barkley, Mark Bavaro, Phil
Nicely
Sims. They couldn't do it, right? He has come in with a bunch of Jags and taken them to this level of the playoffs. They're always prepared. The game is never too big. And he has done more with less than any other coach in the NFL. Not just about, I said this a month ago, and it was even more true last week after they beat the Minnesota Vikings. Dable's the coach of the year. He's the guy that could pull this off, and we'll spend next week talking about the Giants and the bleeping NFC Championship game. But I picked the Eagles in the preseason to go to the Super Bowl. Not backing away from it now. They still have one of the top three rosters in the NFL. I will stick with the Eagles. But if I could see one of the games being an upset, I would say that would be the one.
Yeah, the one thing that also intrigues me when we look at Jacksonville, Kansas City, is just that you have the creativity on both sides. And I don't include Matt Nagy in that, even though evidently he may be auditioning for another role here coming out of Kansas City a second time. But for Doug Peterson, we've seen him get creative in his play calling in the past. Wonder what he's got up his sleeve to try to spur an upset bid here against KC. So I'll wait with bated breath to see what Trevor Lawrence and company have, Zay Jones, Christian Kirk, and the like. All the guys that were cast off, right? Evan Engram. Mm-hmm. You know, there was no huge one signing that you went, wow, they got the guy. No, they got three guys that did quite well for them.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. Tonight's show brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. For Mike, I'm Jason. Coming up next, Burning Bernie Fratto. Keep it here, Fox Sports Radio.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.